The Metropolitan District Commission is slated to vote Monday on a controversial water proposal. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the plan would give a discount to the MDC's biggest customer, a bottled water company.
The MDC says people are using less water. Less consumption means less revenue, and less revenue means rising rates. Last year, customers saw the water rate jump nearly 14%. Now, MDC wants to fix the problem with a discount for high-volume users. Speaking at a recent public hearing, Windsor resident Karen Hatcher said she's confused.
If we as consumers are using less, why are we rewarding those who use and consume more?
The MDC's proposal would charge large water users the same rate as normal customers, up to a threshold of 600,000 gallons per day. Use more water, and it's discounted. Right now, the plan would impact only one customer, Niagara Bottling, a bottled water company in Bloomfield. MDC's Chris Levesque says the hope is large water users buy more.
Our goal is if we can bring in additional revenue, this has the opportunity to lower rates for us in the future.
Hartford resident Rhonda Leonard says that would be helpful.
Water isn't just about the environment and conservation. It's about costs. We encourage our neighbors in the surrounding towns to think of the families who are struggling to maintain their quality of life.
But David Silverstone, the state-appointed MDC independent consumer advocate, is not convinced. He says if Niagara's 2020 consumption mirrors last year, the MDC would actually lose money under the discounted rate.
The data, not the maybes and the couldas and the shouldas and the hope for and the wishes, but the data indicates that the customer is not price sensitive, and this will not affect his usage.
The idea of a rate discount has come up three times before, most recently in 2018. The MDC's full district board is slated to vote on the issue again Monday night. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.